Greetings. Today I am in Bellingham after a great time in California. It was great to be with family in California, and it is great to be with family here. I will be heading to Portugal, Bulgaria, Netherlands, back to Portugal, and back home in the next weeks. I believe that God is going to be doing some great things. The life of Holy Spirit within us empowers us to be alive in Christ and to give the life of Christ to our world. Every season of God in our lives gives new life to us and new life to our world. We are called to live today for the sake of the successive generations in our lives. Ezekiel 47, verses 6 and 7. And he said to me, Son of man, have you seen this? Then he brought me and returned me to the bank of the river. When I returned, there along the bank of the river were very many trees on one side and the other. Trees are a testimony of humanity in generational terminology. Trees bear fruit that brings blessing to the world. The life-giving river of Holy Spirit in our lives and in the earth is meant to establish us as sons and daughters of God who receive His life, become expressions of His life, and bring an influence of His life to our world. Isaiah 61, 3 and 4, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that He may be glorified. And they shall rebuild the old ruins. They shall raise up the former desolations. And they shall repair the ruined cities, the desolations of many generations. Only life can rebuild old ruins, raise up former desolations, and repair ruined cities. Our mandate to build is because something has been torn apart. Our mandate to raise things up is because something has been thrown down. Our mandate to repair or make new is because something has been ruined in its relational connection to God and others. We cannot approach any situation by assessing how torn apart it is, how thrown down it appears, or how ruined it is in its quality of life. We must approach every situation in life on the basis of our connection with life. God is life, and our connection to Him and His family of life is powerful enough to bring His testimony of life to any situation in our world. Every new season of God is a new season of new life. That life is for us, for our children, and for our children's children. Every season of God is influenced by the river of Holy Spirit for us to be alive, to be an expression of life to our world, and to bring an influence of that life to our world through a partnership with God in Christ that affects our world in a generational way. Ezekiel 47:8, and he said to me, this river flows toward the eastern region, goes down into the valley, and enters the sea. When it reaches the sea, its waters are healed. Every season of God is meant to bring healing to the world. The sea is a symbol of the world. The sea is salt water, and it is a prophetic symbol of the fruit of man's decision to choose the tree of the knowledge of good and evil over a trust relationship with God to become a testimony of His love that is expressed in the tree of life. The flood of the earth was the result of man's decision. The decision of first Adam resulted in the consequence of flood, and the earth was changed. God promises that the evidence of last Adam, eternal Adam, will fill the whole earth, Isaiah 11:9, Habakkuk 2:14. In your life, the evidence of first Adam is going to be overtaken by the evidence of eternal Adam. The old man is being overpowered by the new man. He who began a good work in you is faithful to complete it. There is no end to the increase. It is like leaven in three measures of meal. It fills the whole loaf. It is like a little mustard seed that is very small, but it grows to become like a tree. For each of us, Christ in me is the hope of glory. Grace is the ability to subdue, and the result is truth. Truth is dominion. Truth crumbles every lie. Instead of pretending I love my neighbor, grace empowers me to be loving towards my neighbor until I become real. I love you. That crumbles the lie. It is a work of the Spirit. It is also a work in me. Blessings. Ted J. Hansen.